Well, we've all been there, haven't we? A smartphone starts to slow down after a couple of years of use only, means we have to think about buying a new one. It turns out smartphone giants Apple and Samsung have now been fined 10 and 5 million euros, respectively, in Italy for reducing the device's performance through certain software updates for older phones, all about encouraging consumers to buy new devices. It's known as planned obsolescence. It's a term we've heard a lot over the last few decades. Ariel Bogle is our technology reporter. Ariel, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
I think this is the first ruling of its kind, Ariel, where manufacturers have been found guilty of planned obsolescence of their devices. What have the Italian authorities been able to prove here?
Yes, yeah, really interesting decision, this one. So Italy's competition watchdog, probably their equivalent of our ACCC, found that some smartphone updates, so their software updates, were having negative effects on the performance of the smartphones. So, you know, I think we're all familiar with that kind of sluggish pace. Maybe apps take a little longer to load. And it decided that this constituted dishonest commercial practices. I think really in particular because these companies were not fully informing the consumers about the effect these software updates might have. And of course, they gave these quite big fines, 5 million to Samsung and 10 million to Apple. And Apple got that additional 5 million because the watchdog said they weren't informing consumers enough about the potential for batteries to degrade, for telling them about the sort of short lifespan of lithium batteries, which are in so much of our technology.
Okay, so the allegation is, perhaps I misrepresented it, is not that these companies put in these upgrades deliberately to slow down old devices so people have to go and buy one, but the upgrades as they did them on the older phones had that effect of slowing them down. Is that a better reflection?
Perhaps. You know, this question of planned question of planned obsolescence is, you know, one of these myths. I don't want to call it a myth. You know, one of these...
I wouldn't.
particular sort of issues that keeps floating around. We talk about it every time a new phone comes out, a new piece of software comes out. I don't know if we completely connected the dots that there's a conspiracy in Samsung or Apple's headquarters to force everyone to buy a phone every few years. Of course, that is what they want, though, because that would help their bottom line. But I think really, we've even seen before in December, Apple did admit that it was slowing down iPhones with degraded batteries to what they said to stop them shutting down in when they were under heavy use because the battery couldn't support them. And it's facing a lot of class actions for that admission too. So I think we are starting to get, you know, good decisions from the competition watchdogs around the world. Also, these class actions in America might get us bigger answers and better answers around this constant cycle of being prompted and forced by sluggish phones to keep buying new ones.
Samsung intends to appeal the fine. I'm not sure about the other, but I wonder if this is going to be a taste of things to come in other countries. This is an Italian court.
Yes, there's actually another inquiry going on the same topic in France. So that's another one to watch. And I don't know if planned obsolescence as an issue will be a thing of the past exactly, because, of course, these smartphone manufacturers do need to push out software updates. It's not just about...
it's to make the apps work as well,
yeah,
in some cases, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just about the look of the phone or new functionality, but it's also about security. They're always on a sort of cat and mouse game with hackers or bad actors to make sure that the smartphone software keeps them out. So we do need to be sure to install software updates. It's really important for security too, but perhaps they need to be more clear and more forthcoming about the effect that those software updates might have on our smartphones, and maybe build smartphones that can better support, you know, additional software upgrades, because it's really important that we stop getting out of this cycle of buying a phone every year or every 2 years. It's not good for anyone.
It's expensive. Ariel, a new study from MIT published in the journal Nature today looks at how driverless cars are expected to make split-second decisions in an accident. The researchers build an online game to figure out how we want self-driving cars to act. Tell us about that game. How's it work?
Well, this is a classic play on the trolley problem. Anyone who's done maybe a first year university course in philosophy will know about it. Basically, this game called The Moral Machine showed players an unavoidable accident. So someone was going to get hurt no matter what, depending on whether the car swerved or whether it stayed the course. And this game ultimately got about 40 million decisions from around 233 countries. And people were asked to look at scenarios like human versus pet, legal crossers versus jaywalkers, you know, someone of high social status versus low social status. But of course, right now, we don't exactly make these kinds of choices on the road as human drivers, and we certainly have very much less certainty about whether someone is old. You know, when you have a split second to make a decision, you can't really tell if somebody's high or low social status. So the similarity of the game to real life or how these cars might actually work on the road is not exactly there, but it's a really great place to start the conversation about how we want these cars to act and make decisions.
Yeah, and also, do we know whether these values, these shared are shared globally, you know, when it comes to driverless cars and how they should react? Is that kind of global conversation going on?
Yeah, so actually this study showed that people around the world have very different moral frameworks for these types of questions. And I think this poses a really difficult question for manufacturers, because one software sort of system for a driverless car in Australia might not be the software for Vietnam, for example. There were shared values around the world. People did show a preference for humans over animals, perhaps understandably, for saving more lives rather than less lives. And statistically, people were in favour of saving young lives versus old lives. But actually, in Asian countries, that preference for saving young versus old was not as stark.
Mm.
And Australia actually was most different from Brunei, of all countries, in the decisions we'd make. And actually, one of the reasons for that was we were really didn't preference the lawful over the unlawful. I wonder if that's a hangover from our convict past.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Ariel, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Ariel Bogle is our technology reporter, our regular technology reporter here on Breakfast.